Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes.
Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club from a very sick Jess. Yes, again I am sick. This time it's a cold and it's come from a combination of things. Mainly I think the long flight back from San Francisco, because I don't know about you, but whenever I go on an overnight flight, I always seem to get quite sick afterwards. And I think it's a combination of just like being away, being in an airplane with all these other people, and there's bound to be someone that's sick, like being run down, having jet lag, and also just, you know when you wake up in the middle of the night on a long flight and you get that weird like feeling in your nose as if you just sniffed loads of Vicks? I think it's a bit of that. And also because, we'll talk about it more in a minute, but I hiked Mount Snowdon this weekend with some friends, and I think just the combination of being in the cold and like actually being really hot and just all these different things just made me feel a bit run down. So I'm not 100%, but I've got a brain full of ideas and I really wanted to record a podcast episode for you today because actually, to be honest, if I didn't record one right now, there wouldn't be one this week. The guest that I was supposed to have on pulled out for a number of reasons, so it was either record feeling really sick or not give you an episode. And I didn't want to let you down, so I thought I would just power on through and hopefully you don't mind my slightly husky nasal voice today. But I promise I will edit out all coughs and water sips because I'm sure there will be many. You're actually quite lucky I'm not drinking a Lemsip while I'm recording this, because I've been living on Lemsip for 2 days now and soothers, and thank God it's actually making me feel a bit better. But the good vibe of this week is without a doubt hiking Snowdon. We'll jump straight in with that because, you know, we love a good vibe of the week. It's honestly one of my favourite parts of recording this podcast because it makes me instantly think of the positives the minute I start recording, and I really love it because it makes me reflect back on the week, and it is essentially another different part of gratitude because I'm expressing gratitude for something that happened. So as I said a minute ago, I hiked Mount Snowdon on the weekend, and I hiked it with the girls that I was in Bali with, most of them. Some of them couldn't make it, but most of the girls that I was in Bali with, which was really, really fun. So we just kind of all came together. So we all came together and we stayed in an 8-bedroom dorm in a hostel, which was hilarious. So we had 4 bunk beds and it was just the funniest thing ever, trying to get to sleep and trying to like all get ready in this tiny little space. But it was so fun. And we hiked up and down in I think it was about 6 hours, and then we stopped for 2.5 at the top because we really wanted to just like soak up the view, drink a bottle of Prosecco because one of the girls, Jenny, bought Prosecco with her. And it was just really nice to just catch up and chat and hike. And just honestly, I love wholesome things like that at the weekend. I love being outside. I love being in nature. I love pushing myself and just all those things. So it was really, really good and I absolutely loved it. And we've actually decided we're going to make a regular thing of like going on these little trips, because I don't know about you, but I find that I always want to do things like that, but I literally never have anyone to do them with. And now I've got a little group that I can go with, which is so lush and I absolutely love it. It's the best thing ever. If you, by the way, just a plug, I didn't mean to intentionally plug here, but if you wanted to come along to the Good Vibes Club event on the 22nd of October, I'm hosting a pottery painting class in London if you're interested. And there's 3 different time slots depending on when you want to come. Everyone pretty much is coming solo that I know of at the moment. There's only 2 girls that are coming together. Every single other person is booked on their own, which is really exciting because you'll get to make some new friends and hopefully they can be like your new Bali girls and you might end up doing all these cool fun things together. And to be honest guys, if you said you wanted to do a hike around Snowdon, I'd be so down. Like I actually 100% would meet you all there and just come on a hike because it's so much fun. But if you want to come along to the pottery painting, there will be a link in the show notes, so just make sure you click on that. You can pick which one you want to come to. Price wise, it's an average price of pottery painting. I'm not going to say it's cheap because it's not the cheapest thing ever, but obviously we had to pay for the studio and the pottery and the kiln and all those different things. So it's cost effective to pottery painting, and I don't actually think it's a bad price because I've done pottery painting before that's way more expensive. So yeah, it's going to be that one. And then there's going to be another event or two coming up in the next couple of weeks that I'm going to announce. I'm just waiting for a few little bits and pieces to fall into place, but I really can't wait to see you guys and start the events off. And next year is going to be a good one. I've got loads and loads of things planned in. I just think you're all going to absolutely love it, and I can't wait to bring you along on some little fun adventures and meet some people, and maybe even you guys might end up being on my next Snowdon trip. Who blimmin knows? You never know. But today's episode kind of relates to the fact that I'm not feeling 100% at the moment, and it came to me while I was actually filming this week's weekly vlog. If you didn't know, I have YouTube. It's under Jess M Shepherd, and I feel like I've just, for the last couple of weeks, been living in this kind of like brain fog, and I can't describe it as anything other than just feeling like my brain is mush. And I mean that in the sense of, I'm going about my days, but I feel like I've got so many thoughts going around in my head and I just can't catch one. So if you imagine, like, you know the scene in Harry Potter where he gets all the letters flying through the chimney and his uncle's trying to grab them all, and then the letters are just flying everywhere and he can't catch a letter. That is literally the scene that I feel like is going on in my brain. That's what it feels like. I feel like I've got letters flying around everywhere, not from Hogwarts, sadly, but just all these thoughts flying around all over the show, and I just can't seem to grab a thought and I can't seem to make it stick, which is really flipping annoying because I've just got so many things to do at the moment, and I think it's partially a bit of overwhelm. But you know when you have those times where you just really feel like your brain is mush and there's so many thoughts, but you also feel like it's empty at the same time? Does that make sense? So you just feel like you're confused and you can't focus, and it's just, it's a really weird feeling when you're just doing too much. It's actually super common, and it's brought on by things like stress, lack of sleep, overworking yourself, and it can cause issues with so many other things in your body, which is mental. So I thought I would give you an episode just talking through some of the things that really help me when I feel like I'm really run down, when I'm not 100%, when I feel like my brain is mush and I just need to get back on track with my life. Because let's be honest, life is always happening, whether we're okay and whether we're ready or not. It's always, always happening. We're all winging it. We're all experiencing it for the first time, and it's always moving. Even if we just want to spend the day in bed, obviously I'm not saying you can't allow yourself those couple of days where you just stay in bed and feel really rubbish when you're ill or anything. If you are feeling a bit down and not 100% and your brain just feels a bit like mush, these little tips might help you out and hopefully get you back on the right track to living your best life and just feeling a little bit more alive and awake again. So I'm going to jump straight in and share them with you. So obviously, it's no secret that I've been really run down recently. I had my lovely post-Bali illness. If you haven't seen online, I had salmonella and paratyphoid fever, which I think I've kind of made a personality trait at this point. I've literally said it, talked about it so much. But I was so ill and I didn't actually realise anything that serious was wrong with me. I just thought I had a really weird Bali belly or something was... I just didn't know what was going on, but it was actually really, really bad. And I didn't really leave the house for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, and I was just in pain on the sofa. And it obviously triggered then me having a cold, and I've been trying to work loads. I've had loads and loads of things to do, trying to launch the events. I've got a website coming soon. All these other bits and pieces that are going on behind the scenes. And I think I was doing so much while also being sick, and it just triggered this absolute brain fog in me. I'm recording this, to be honest, with a bit of brain fog still, but these are the things that have really helped me to kind of get out the other side, or get towards the other side and start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And things that I just think are nice to note and consider when you really do feel in that slump and in that mode of just sitting there with your Hogwarts letters flying around the room and you just can't seem to grab a Hogwarts letter, because that is how brain fog genuinely feels. So the first thing is making sure that your evening routine is nailed. To give you a bit of insight into mine is a bit hit and miss. Some nights we do it, some nights we don't. It really depends on whether James is home from work or whether he's working late or whether we're both in the same kind of mood or not. Because I do think that when you live with a partner, it can be very different. And I think it can change a lot of things about your general routines. Because sometimes I watch videos and people are like, oh, I do this whole evening routine. And I'm like, what's your boyfriend doing while you're doing this? Because if I left James on the sofa, he'd be so annoyed that he's not watching a series or that we're not spending time together. Because he does work late sometimes, so we do need to spend like the 2 or something hours that we have together. So sometimes it's a more compressed version, sometimes it's a bit longer. It just really depends on the evening. If I'm doing like a full routine, I try and have either a nice shower where I have like a warm shower and then I get out and I'll read a book in bed for like 15 minutes. Or I've talked about this a lot, I will have a bath and I'll just put in some nice Radox. I used to be a Lush gal. I realise that's a very expensive habit. So now I'm more of a Radox £2 bath foam kind of gal with some magnesium salts or something. And I'll get in the bath. I'll set a timer for like half an hour or 45 minutes on my phone. And I'll just read my book with my phone across the room on Do Not Disturb, which, by the way, Do Not Disturb is my absolute holy grail. I love that feature so much on iPhone. I use it every single day. But I really like just having that downtime to read a book. And if I don't have time to have a shower or a bath and read my book, I'll try and spend like 10 minutes coming into the bedroom on my own and journaling with the candle on, or just put the lamp on and just really relax. And I have a big, no big light policy in the bedroom in the evenings, strictly one lamp. We have two lamps, one either side of the bed, but I am a strictly one lamp or nothing kind of gal in the evening. I want it to be as like dimly lit as possible, relaxing as possible. And then sometimes I do lavender spray. James isn't the biggest fan of it, but I really like it. So I kind of sometimes will spray myself with it actually, so it's not all over him, or I spray it on the outside of my eye mask if I'm wearing one so that I can smell it. But I really like ashwagandha pills. If you haven't heard of them, they're really great. They're just a natural pill that helps you to sleep, helps to de-stress you. Have a Google, because I'm obviously not an expert on it, but they really do help to relax me and de-stress. I will make sure that I do my skincare. Granted, sometimes my skincare doesn't happen. Sometimes it's a bit more like quick and ad hoc because I've fallen asleep on the sofa. But I really try and have like a 5 to 10 minute skincare routine where I like really take care, massaging it into my skin and just use it as almost like a ritual, which I think works quite nicely because it's not like I'm treating it as a chore. I'm treating it as something that is a luxury that I get to do, and I'm using these beautiful products and just really enjoying the process of taking off my makeup and doing my skincare. But just making the conscious effort to try and do those things is really beneficial. But just trying to get the maximum amount of sleep that you can so you're really alert and awake and ready for the next day. And that kind of goes hand in hand with making sure as well that you've had lots of water, because water is so good for brain function, for everything. Like, it's honestly, water is like a miracle cure. And if I can't sell you with what I'm about to tell you, then I don't really know what will, because when I had my really bad post-barley illness, I actually got told by my doctor that the only reason, well, she couldn't obviously confirm this 100%, but she said that she thinks the only reason I wasn't hospitalized is because I'm really good at drinking water and I'm so hydrated. And that to me was like basically the biggest pat on the back from a doctor, to be like, well done, you're drinking enough water and you're hydrated. And I have a very strong water habit. I'm very strict on like my 2 to 4 liters a day. Sometimes it does slip depending on if I'm out and about and I don't have a water bottle with me, etc. But I try really hard to make sure that I keep up with my water intake. And I actually found that increasing it slowly to get to the point where I drink a lot, now I do, my body really needs it. So if I don't drink loads of water, I find myself like really craving a drink and I'm really, really thirsty. Whereas before, I barely used to drink water and just used to basically survive on coffee. And my body never really wanted water, if that makes sense. Like, I was quite okay with like 6 coffees a day. But once you start drinking it, I promise you, your body will thank you. The next one I wanted to talk about is writing out your thoughts. And I don't necessarily mean in an evening routine journaling. I just mean in general, whenever it seems fitting to you in your day. Normally this is an evening thing just because of timing and obviously work life and stuff, but write down your thoughts because it helps me so much when my brain is foggy and I feel like I've got a million thoughts flying around and I can't seem to make my brain make sense. I really find it beneficial to just start writing. Even if I can't catch a thought to start writing, I'll literally just pick up a pen and put it on the page and write whatever the hell comes to my brain. And it really helps to avoid that overwhelm, and it just kind of comes out on the page, and I can't explain it, but sometimes it genuinely just like flows out. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes you can't find a thought and you just stare at a blank page. But if you take the pressure off and you sit there and you just start writing, I promise you things will just come up and you'll find that you end up writing quite a lot, and then it helps to get it out. And writing things down helps me more than I think anything else when I'm feeling really stressed. Obviously, talking to a therapist and stuff helps too, but I find writing out my thoughts really beneficial. And then if I need to, I can take them to her and just say, like, this is what's been on my mind this week. Help me out. Especially in these brain fog times, actually, where I go in and she's like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. And then I'll sometimes take the journal with me and be like, I don't know right now, but like, here you go, this is what I wrote down this week, or this is something that came up for me this week, and then we can talk about it. So even if not for brain fog reasons, it's actually quite a good therapy tactic if you are someone who gets it regularly. The next thing I wrote was exercising, and I know it sounds kind of counterproductive to add another type of stress, but even a 30-minute walk, the podcast on, having a stroll around sometimes. Obviously, like I said, all these things do not happen every single time. Sometimes I literally just put my headphones on because they're noise cancelling. I just flick them on and I just walk around with like really like muted noise around me. Or I'll put in, you know, the little loop headphones. I was very much sold by an Instagram ad because it kept coming up and I bought them. And they're like the little, you know, the headphones that go in your ear and then they're like a little loop that sits inside your ear. They've got different types for like focusing, for like social interacting. They've got ones for like gigs and stuff, all these different types of ones. And I bought the quiet ones, which are basically for like focusing if you're working in a coffee shop or if you're trying to sleep, etc. And they are so fab. Sometimes I'll put them in and go for a walk. Or sometimes if I'm in a coffee shop working, I'll put them in because they are so good. This is not an ad. I genuinely paid for them. I think they're like £20. But they're so good for just making you feel really relaxed and just like drowning out the noise. So you can still hear things around you. You can still like interact with people and stuff, but it just makes it a bit more muted. So to give you an example of how they kind of work. So when we were in the hostel and there was like the six of us in the one room, I bought my earplugs because I was like, for one, I don't know if any of you snore, and for two, if you're all chatting all night, I need to go to, I need some sleep. So I put them in. And I could still hear the girls, but I found I had to concentrate more on what they were saying. And it helped because it just kind of faded their voices out a little bit. So I could still hear them and still be in the conversation, but it meant that when I wanted to go to sleep, it was a lot more muted. And I didn't hear anything around me. And I just didn't really hear anything. Like, it was absolutely mad. And I woke up in the morning and they were like, oh, did you hear this? And I was like, no. Like, it genuinely just quietens everything. And it's so good because then that 30-minute walk just makes it feel so much more light and breezy. And my thoughts can just flow and I'm not distracted. But I would also say other gentle forms of exercise are really good for this too. Things like the walk or a form of Pilates if you could afford it, because I know it's a bit more of a luxury thing to do. Or even just putting yoga on the TV and just doing like a yoga class. But anything that you find really helps you is perfect. The next thing I wrote down was eating better food. And this is actually the last thing on my list. So I didn't put many because I think if you're really overwhelmed and in a brain fog moment, and that's why you're listening, I don't want to give you 7,000 things to think about because that's just going to make you even more brain fogged and overwhelmed. So the last thing I wrote was eating better food and focusing on what you're giving your body. Because I don't know about you, but when I was away, I ate so many things like pizza. I had lots of tequila because we were at a festival. I had lots of pastas and chips and all those kind of things. And that's not my usual diet at all. I'm quite healthy. And I noticed that I was way more sluggish because I'd been eating rubbish food. And I think that might be part of, again, why my immune system was down and I got sick because my body just was feeling so much more like, ugh. Like, it just felt rubbish to eat that processed food. Also, don't slack on your vitamins and minerals. If you are a supplements girly, I have a few supplements I take every day. If I don't take them, I do feel really rubbish. So I make sure I keep up with things like that too. And I genuinely notice such a difference in everything when I start eating better, exercising, writing out my thoughts, having a better evening routine and a better sleep in general, because essentially that's what the evening routine's for. And it will change everything. And then when you feel better after doing this for a week or two, you can come back and thank me.
This is a paid partnership with BetterHelp. Are you trying to live your best life but just feel like you need a little bit of guidance to fully reach your potential? Well, that used to be me too, and I want to share a little secret of mine with you. Last summer, I felt like I needed a bit of extra guidance in my life and really struggled to find a therapist online because there's so many to search through and it's a little bit daunting when the database seems endless, but that's where I found BetterHelp and they made things so much easier. BetterHelp is a platform that connects you with a fully trained and personally selected therapist through a series of questions to understand exactly what you need. Their mission is to make therapy more accessible, which is so important because finding a therapist can not only be really challenging, but you're also limited to just a therapist in your area. Once you've accepted your therapist, you can then choose dates and times which suit you best for your sessions, whether that's a phone call, video chat, or even messaging through the app, because therapy should work for you and your needs. I particularly like the journal feature on the app because it means if I have something going on throughout the week, I can write my thoughts down so that I can discuss it with my therapist in the next session. And I have the memory of a goldfish, so this really, really helps me if there's something on my mind. And then as soon as I'm asked the question of, what do you want to talk about this week, I seem to just fall short. But the best part of the app, if you don't get on with your therapist, then it's super easy to switch to someone new without it being awkward because you're not going to get on with everyone. And it's nice to know that the option is there to change too. And another great thing is that as a Good Vibes girly, you can get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp by visiting betterhelp.com/goodvibes. That's betterhelp.com/goodvibes because everybody deserves a great therapist, if you want one, of course. I've popped the discount in the show notes for you if you did want to give it a try, and hopefully you can find your perfect therapist while saving a little bit of money in the process. You're welcome.
But I am currently in the end of a brain fog era. I'm currently not very well, as we can tell from this episode. So I'm going to stop talking here because it's actually hurting my throat quite a lot to keep chatting. But I really wanted to make this episode for you. So there's not a video version of this, unfortunately, this week, because I don't really want you to see what I look like right now. I'm crouched on my bedroom floor in the corner, but also trying to be as comfortable as possible because my throat is literally like daggers and I'm really struggling and I just want to be cozy. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Don't forget that if you did want to come to the event, there's still tickets available. The link will be in the show notes. If you want to check me out on Instagram, it's Jess M. Shepherd or thegoodvibesclub.podcast. There's going to be lots of exciting things coming. I'm recording with a really fun guest tomorrow who's going to be the episode for, I believe, next week. I can't remember what my schedule is. But hopefully you enjoyed it and hopefully you're feeling better soon. And I love you. Bye-bye.
Do you fancy coming and making some new friends? Well, the Good Vibes Club now does events, girly whirlies. So if you fancy coming along, we actually have our first event up on the website. So I'll leave the link down in the show notes, but the 22nd of October, there's gonna be a pottery painting event in London. So if you wanna come along, make sure to check it out. There's very, very limited tickets available because the space is quite small. So if you want to come, please be quick with your ticket buying. We're accepting all solo girlies. You can come in a group, in a trio, whatever you fancy. But please be open-minded to making new friends and enjoying the experience. And I cannot wait to give you all a massive squeeze. So if you want to come along or find out more information, everything's in the show notes or on the website, which is thegoodvibesclub.co.uk. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to see you all and squeeze you all. Are you loving this podcast and recommending it to everyone you know? Well, make sure to do the same online too. By leaving a little rating and review on various different platforms, you're helping other people to also come across this podcast by allowing it to be ranked a little bit higher on all the different podcast platforms. And I'd be super, super grateful if you could let me know what you think and spread the word so that everyone else can also find a little bit of the magic in their life. And we can help every single woman out there to live their best life and just thrive, baby.